You're listening to SBS News.
A week-long guessing game over the number of Commonwealth Games athletes and officials still in Australia after their visas expired a week ago has finally ended. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton previously refused to say, but the Deputy Secretary of his department, Melissa Golightly, has revealed the figures in a Senate estimates hearing.
There's 200 that are now lawful in the country because they've applied for a visa of some type, and that leaves around 50 that remain unlawful in Australia.
A few dozen had been the speculated number. Now, Mr. Dutton says he is fed up.
And my message to them is that they need to consider their position very carefully as well, because we are not going to be taken for a ride, and we are going to have a look very closely at those individual applications.
A joint Home Affairs and police operation is targeting for deportation the 50 people whose visas have expired but who have not made protection or other visa claims. Mr. Dutton says the government would move quickly on them.
We need to work with the countries, with the Commonwealth Games Commission and with the state agencies to quickly work out the status of these individuals, and if they're found not to be owed protection, then they'll be deported at the first available opportunity.
Refugee legal lawyer David Mann, representing some of those seeking protection, has lashed out at the comments.
Oh, look, all this talk by the government of rounding up people and deporting them is not only over the top, but really misses the point. I mean, seeking asylum is a right, it's not a crime.
Every year, about 60,000 people overstay their visas in Australia. David Mann says many make claims.
There's actually nothing unusual about people coming to this country on a visa and then seeking protection as refugees. I mean, it actually happens every day of the week.
The asylum seekers and overstayers from the Commonwealth Games held on the Queensland's Gold Coast reportedly come from 12 countries in the 53-member Commonwealth. The Australian government has issued travel warnings against most of them, but David Mann says many of the missing will have their reasons.
These are people who have fears of returning to their home countries. Some of those countries are African countries where there are serious and widespread human rights abuses targeting citizens.
After the 2006 Melbourne Games, dozens from some of the same countries received refugee status. Mr. Dutton, meanwhile, has defended his department's handling of the Commonwealth Games visas.
Obviously, all the health and security and integrity checks were conducted. There was no compromise in relation to any of the process. But this is a transaction cost of putting on an event like the Games.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.